Woke up this morning, suddenly realized we're all in this together. I saw you smiling, I started smiling, 'cause we're all in this together.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, MCC at Home. This podcast is a chance to share stories and remain connected whilst we're working and learning remotely. Whether you are an MCC staff member, student, parent, or you're connected with our community in some other way, we hope that you enjoy our discussions. I'm Colleen Bolton, and my guest host today is the wonderful Tori Gordon, English and RE teacher and English and Learnt Domain leader. So many talents. Hello, Tori.
So many talents. Hello, everybody listening.
Today, we're talking about things we've learnt in ISO. I don't know about you, Tori, but I feel like the last month or so has been a steep learning curve.
I really feel like I thought I knew everything in the world, of course, because I have so many talents. But I think I was like, this has been such a steep learning curve, but I was born to be a homebody. My Ugg boots are getting a great workout. But I'm getting so much done around the house that I wouldn't have had time for in the past because of I'm really forcing myself to get off my screen. I do not want to spend every minute of it every day, even in my downtime. Like, I'm really trying to limit my Netflix thing and my Instagramming. But I'm really just trying to make the most of my downtime. So I'm doing a lot more Lego, which is awesome. If you guys know me, you know I love my Harry Potter Lego in particular. And I'm also doing a lot of, well, this is back to screen time, but doing a lot of Zoom calls with my friends where we're doing different stuff. So I'm probably connecting with friends in different ways that I haven't been in the past. Like, we're trying to do a bit, you know, some crazy stuff via Zoom, like play interactive board games or do MasterChef mystery box cooking challenges where we all have the same ingredients and then you got to make something up and see how you go. So I guess like the learning curve for me has been learning to live again in a way, and also really appreciating my dishwasher and how much work that is getting now that I'm home and having to cook so much home cooked food. But on a good note, I'm saving a lot of money because I'm not buying a lot of coffee. So yeah, this ISO has been interesting. But I feel like I'm definitely learning a lot more about myself as a person, and I'm ready to see people again face to face, but I'm not minding it so much.
Yeah, it's similar for me. I'm having weekly scattergrees competitions with my family, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have that face to face again. Also joined with us today are two Year 10 students, Maddie and Sienna. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you.
That's great. Now, Maddie, you've learned something interesting at home, haven't you?
Yes. I've started doing a lot more exercise. I found it really great to keep like my mind clear and to stay motivated while doing schoolwork.
Yeah.
In the first week, I was pretty irritated. Didn't like being inside very much. I'm the type of person that like has to be out and has to be going out and doing something worthwhile.
Yeah.
So I found exercise really great for that. Yeah.
Really does help to clear your mind and help you refocus when you need to.
Yeah. And it's also kept me motivated to learn other things. So in the meantime, I've been learning Spanish.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Sí, señorita.
Yeah. It's fun. I like Duolingo a lot.
Awesome.
And yeah, also found that being patient was really key to this whole isolation thing,
yeah.
Especially with teachers and students having IT problems, troubles with schoolwork that are really difficult to figure out online, when your family is kind of being a bit annoying and, you know, it just on you, you don't like it very much.
Not your family, obviously, just families in general.
Family in general.
Oh, you're spending every minute of every day together.
I'm definitely like an impatient person, so it's a good time to practice patience during isolation.
Nice.
And Sienna, how does that compare to kind of the things that you've been experiencing?
Well, like Maddie, I found that exercising has really helped me to maintain a healthy mind and body. Like, I found I'm exercising way more than I was before going into isolation because I've got so much more free time. I've been Zooming one of my friends every morning and we've been like sharing our screens with each other and following on with some exercise videos. We found some like great YouTube channels, so we've been following along with them, and like even this one where she plays some trendy songs that are like going around right now, and then we do like ab workouts to them and stuff. Yeah, Mad Fit. Yeah.
Oh, I need to get on to Mad Fit then.
I've also found that I've had so much more free time to try out new things and spend time on things that I enjoy doing. So I've been listening to a lot more music and discovering new artists and lots of new Aussie artists.
Nice.
Like last night I was watching, can't remember what it was called, but it was it was a couple nights ago actually, about it was the Anzac Day and all these Aussie artists came together and did performances, and it was so good to listen to all the old Aussie songs, like some classics, and also see new up-and-coming artists. And I've also been enjoying playing some piano and learning some new songs on there. And due to the fact that my family are all at home, well, Mum and Dad are still working, they still have to go out and work, we're all spending so much more time together. And we've made an effort at night. We play board games and watch family movies, which has been lots of fun. Like, I watched Forrest Gump for the first time the other night.
Life is so good. Chocolates.
Yeah, you never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So yeah, as much as it's been a challenge in isolation, I think everyone's growing from the experience, and we're all going through the same thing. And I've just taken each day as it comes. So it's not been too bad, to be honest.
Yes, in the words of Ben Lee, who started off the Homefront concert on Anzac Day, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
So it's so nice to talk to people because you realise that everyone is experiencing similar things. We're all in the same storm. We might not all be in the same boat, but there's definitely elements that are familiar talk through things that we're experiencing at home. It's been great talking with the three of you today, so thank you for being my panelist and co-host. I hope everyone at home has enjoyed hearing some learnings from ISO. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay at home informed, compassionate, and creative. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.